Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Are you hooked on Love Island? Are you watching it? It kicked off on Monday and you may have noticed something major with the clothes. So the show made a bold decision this year to end their partnership with fast fashion retailers and instead have teamed up with eBay. A step in the right direction, we all know that. This means that all the clothes that the contestants are wearing are secondhand, and it's hoping to encourage more and more people to consider their relationship with fast fashion and maybe to look at secondhand more often. Well, joining me this morning is Katrina Carroll, who runs her own online vintage and secondhand clothing store. It's called Preloved by Shay and Joe, and she's in studio now. Hello, Mrs. How are you?
Hello, I'm great.
You look amazing.
Thank you so much. Loving all secondhand.
All secondhand. Where does your love of vintage and secondhand come from?
I've always been so intrigued by the story of vintage clothes. And when I find a vintage piece or anything that's pre-loved, I feel it's a bit more special because it has that story behind it. Especially if I have found an item who I know who owned it and then they've told me a story about it.
It says, so your shop is called, are that your parents' names in there?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so my parents in the 70s and 80s were the most stylish pair. Like, there's photos of them going over O'Connell Street and my mum would have the, you know, the 70s knee boots and the suede jackets and my dad would be all suited. Like,
deadly.
It was just all suits. Men don't wear suits anymore.
They need to wear them more often.
Yeah,
That's for sure. That's gorgeous. So you probably were raiding your parents' wardrobes.
Oh, absolutely. I still have stuff belonging to my mum. I haven't told her that, but yeah, I still have it.
Deadly. So are you a believer in holding on to stuff so it might come back into fashion? I mean, I can't believe all the 90s gear is back in.
Me too. Like, I'm a bit, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, skip that.
Yeah.
Let's skip the 90s.
I think we should move on from the 90s completely.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I most certainly, fashion always repeats itself. So if you buy a staple piece, always keep it. You know, obviously don't hoard everything, but staple pieces will always, always come back around. Like, you know, military jackets, they will always come back out. They'll go out, but then they'll come back in. So little statement pieces like that, always keep them. A good leather jacket. You can't go wrong.
I hate talking to people like you because I'm thinking back all the stuff I threw out to a charity shop. That jacket, that thing, I shouldn't have. But I suppose when you're buying, we should obviously buy less, but buy well. Is it a bit of an art form shopping vintage and secondhand? Do you need to have an eye or can anybody do it?
Like, I really think once you try it, you'll get better and better and better.
Okay.
Like, you know, because I have my vintage shop and I love selling my pre-loved and vintage, but I love charity shops for finding modern clothes. Because what I have on now is, they'd be only 1 or 2 years old, but they're from a charity shop. And people think, oh my God, where did you get that? And when I say charity shop, they get either annoyed with me or they're like, oh my God, amazing. Like,
yeah.
You know, so it's that, that's what I love. Like, if you go to the charity shops, you'll find all modern pieces. You don't have to go to the high street or fast fashion. You can find it all in the charity shops for little or nothing.
What would you say to people who are like, I just don't have time. I need to just jump online and jump on Zara or one of those and buy something. I just don't have time to be trawling secondhand shops.
You can jump online on a secondhand store.
There we go.
And that's just as easy. And my top tip for somebody who, if they want to find, say they saw a gorgeous dress on ASOS, I love this green fringe dress.
Yeah.
If you pop it into a secondhand website like eBay or Depop, I guarantee you, you'll get so many searches up.
And it'll be there.
Dresses.
And cheaper.
And, yeah.
And pre-loved.
Yes, pre-loved.
See, is this a ridiculous thing to say? I didn't know it was as easy shopping secondhand online. You know, I thought it was the whole ritual of going into the shop or going into charity shop or whatever. So it's accessible online. You can jump on eBay. What's your best ever find on eBay?
My best ever find, I was searching vintage clothes and I came across a lady's full wardrobe, two double wardrobes of 60s and 70s original clothes. And I bid on it and then somebody outbid me. And then I'm a divil. I'll wait for the last 10 seconds. And I bid and I won it. And it was the most incredible wardrobe I've ever seen in my entire life. And I had it for my shop. And even my customers were like, I called her Betty May, this lady, because it was all, a lot of it was handmade 70s dresses. There was 70s suits, like white flared suits. It was just incredible. And
wow.
Because I came up with the Betty May name, people were so like, who was this woman? Like, she had such
a
flair of fashion. Yeah.
And it's like maybe she passed and her family were selling on her gear or whatever was happening.
Yeah.
When you talk about these pieces, you have so much joy. I've never seen anybody talk about a Zara dress in the same way. You're definitely selling it to me. Have you had any eBay disasters? Have you ever gone, oh, God, that was terrible?
Yeah, like, you know, it's very rare. Because, you know, there is a lot of sellers on there that have been there years and you trust them. But I remember a dress arriving and it was full of fake tan. It was full of makeup. And I was just, like, oh, my God, why didn't you just wash it?
Yeah.
Like, I washed it myself and it was fine. But just little things like that would be
so
like.
So what are your top tips? So if people are going to jump on eBay and these secondhand websites, what would you say would be your top tips?
Well, definitely, I think great photos. And what makes me buy, if I see something online, if someone is wearing it, it's really an advantage for me because I see it on the person and I'll see how they style it. Look up their reviews as well. If somebody has a lot of bad reviews, I would just not go near them at all. And then the amount of sales they've had. So if they've had a lot of sales, it's, you know, they're a really good seller.
Okay. Now we're coming into summer. Apparently, it's raining today. I know it doesn't look like it. And people are going abroad and the holidays. You have strong feelings about people buying whole new summer wardrobes, don't you?
Yes. I'm going to Portugal in 2 weeks and I have completely thrifted my secondhand summer wardrobe in that time because I do love modern clothes. So I went to the charity shops. I got so many shorts and tops. I got lovely summer dresses and I'll shop my own wardrobe as well from last summer. And also little bits from my shop as well.
Okay, well, listen, you talk about it with such passion and you've definitely made me reconsider jumping online and getting something really quickly for my summer holidays. What about you? Give us your website. Where can people check out your store?
You can check me out at prelovedbyshayandjoe.com. You can check me on Instagram as well with Preloved by Shay and Joe. I do story sales as
deadly,
well.
And I will share your profile
you so
on Instagram as well. Preloved by Shay and Joe. And now you've just outed yourself for stealing all your mom's clothes. She's going to be raging. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.